fall down the other day. Taking the NC Raiders. This is the semifinal here at the state tournament, Class B2 tonight. The old familiar show, the Compass East Bank Aspire to coach yesterday in round one. 64-30 over Layton. The girls played well. Layton came in, unfortunately for them, they came in injured, but that's the way it is when you get to state. You play with what you got, and your girls played well.
Yeah, we did. I think we kind of got off to a slow start. You know, maybe some of that 9 o'clock, you know, in the morning game. First half, I didn't think we were that sharp, you know, with some turnovers, with some shots. You know, at halftime, you know, it was good for us. We just went and kind of settled down. We said, don't let a team like them hang around. We got off to a good start there in the third quarter and just kind of pulled away. You know, fourth quarter was good. We got some girls some rest, and we got some other girls some playing time. So it was a good experience for everybody.
And the defense played pretty well. Azalea Benish came in average like 23, 24. He held her 19, but she scored, I think, 8 of those, probably when most of you had JV players in.
Right. She scored some of them late, and that was the whole game plan, is just, you know, take her away and make some of those other girls prove that they can score it. And I thought for the most part we did that. We missed a few switches here or there, but overall our defense is pretty solid.
You knocked a little rust off. I'll call it nerves or rust. That's usually probably that way all the time when you get to state tournament. Ginger Lichtenberg for one. Made first time starting as a sophomore here, and maybe a little nervous early, but boy, she played well starting up second period.
Yeah, she's been playing really well the last few weeks and just scoring it, playing good defense. The biggest thing with her is just can she stay out of foul trouble, you know, just stay on the court. She got in foul trouble there in the second quarter, but yeah, when she was in there, she was scoring it. But yeah, I mean, it's good to get that game out of the way. You know, we've been here, but there's nerves for everybody. You know, so it was a good one to just, you know, get out of the way and move on.
Maybe one of the best things we saw, Dwayne Wood hit a couple of threes and made three buckets. It was good to get her going again from the field goal.
Yeah, we told her all week, you know, we're probably going to see zone. We were making fun of her. You know, it's tricky with those 2-3 point lines out there. Like, she was on that red line where the men's college went at first, so like, scoot in a little bit. But, yeah, she had some good looks that first half, and I think she only knocked down one, but then third quarter she hit a couple, so that was good for her.
All right, St. Francis comes in. They got the win in round one. They beat McCool Junction. It wasn't easy, but they got the win in advance.
Yeah, you know, just same old St. Francis. They lost a couple girls from last year. You know, we played them. We know them. Their girls know us, you know, whether it's volleyball or basketball. But they had a good win yesterday. McCool got off to a really good start, and they were up 23-13, I think, in the first quarter. But St. Francis didn't panic. You know, they just kind of stayed true to who they were. Got it close there at half, you know, and St. Francis got a really good second half and just, you know, good enough to seal the victory.
I'm sure they felt the same way about some of your players in recent years, but the two Baumgart girls that started, they've been here about 9 years now.
Yeah, somebody else said that yesterday, like, man, they've been there forever. But, yeah, they're finally seniors. But, you know, they're really good, and they're impressive. I mean, for being 5'4", I mean, you can't say enough good things about them. They just play so hard, and, you know, they kind of make everything go for them. You know, just defensively, they're up, bothering you. They don't let you relax at all. And then on offense, they're always pushing the ball. So, you know, it's not like they're, you know, 5'10 and just dominant, but they just impact the game so much, which is the way they hustle and they play hard.
Well, who do we watch out for? I mean, not everybody, but who's the main gen we'll see?
Well, those two, you know, we just, the biggest thing we stress at walk through the day is we got to handle their pressure. You know, that's kind of who they are. They get up and press. They have a man press. They have a zone press. So, you know, the first 4 minutes is going to be key. They just come out with their hair on fire, so we can't turn it over. But, you know, we said a million times today, we just got to stay calm. Stay poised, don't lose your composure, but, you know, handle that initial onslaught. In the post yesterday, there's a Priester girl. She had a good game. She had like 24 points, I think. They got the ball into her a lot. She had a lot of layups, and she shot a ton of free throws. So, you know, Macy's going to guard her. We're going to front her and try to limit her post touches, but we can't let her get going in the post either.
And we talked the last couple weeks, we're going to see pressure defense somewhere. Today is when it starts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we just remind the girls, you know, we practice it all the time. We're starting way back in November. We work on different press breaks. And it's something, you know, honestly, you know, we're a little concerned about because there's been times where we just haven't handled it. But we challenged our guards this afternoon that, you know, like Olivia, Delaney, Jessica, McKinley, you guys are going to handle the ball. You guys got to play with composure and get us into our sets. We just can't be turning the ball over half there.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking time to visit, and good luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
President Advantage Center, Lincoln, Nebraska. It is Sugar Heart and Upper St. Francis battling it out again here, as we said, as they get ready to go for a state championship tomorrow. The winner advances. The team that comes up on the short side of the scoreboard today plays tomorrow.
Good evening, John. Good evening, everyone. John, I sat here last night and I watched Upper St. Francis do battle with McCool Junction. And just to be perfectly honest with you, they scare me. That's a good-looking basketball team. Humphrey St. Francis came out. They were in a real tight battle with McCool Junction. They kept their head. I am so impressed with the twins, Emma Baumgartner and Hannah Baumgartner. Those two young ladies, 5'3 and 5'4, they're small in stature, but let me tell you, you want to see competitiveness. Those two girls are about as quick going after the basketball as anybody I've seen all season. So it's going to be a very formidable opponent tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish when they go up against St. Francis.
After the interview with Coach Sano, he said he's the ball game. He said never won the first 4 minutes. The first 4 minutes, the ball game is key. How we handle the press, because we haven't seen the press a lot this year, and they've got a man press, they've got his own press, and they're going to hit us hard with it. We'll see how we react.
Well, I can tell you they gave McCool Junction fits with their press yesterday when I watched them play. They were getting the steals, the breakaway lay-ins. Again, I come back to the Baumgartner twins. They're kind of a 1-2 punch, and they work so very well together. They make the steal, pass off to their sister, identical twin sisters. John, shall we go ahead and look at the starting lineups while we have you here? All right. First of all, for the St. Francis Flyers, they are the number 5 seed in the tournament. They are here by virtue of a 61-54 win yesterday over McCool Junction. Coach Brian Reichsmith will go with Emma Baumgartner, a 5'4 senior. She averages 6.7 points per contest. Her twin sister, Hannah Baumgartner, 5'3 and a senior, she averages just under 9 points per game. Kylie Wessel, a senior at 5'9, she is averages in double figures. She puts in 10.5 points per contest this season. Carly Kessler, a junior at 5'6, averages 3.7 points, but a defensive specialist for the Flyers. And Isabel Preister, a 6'1 sophomore, leading scorer on the team, 11.4 points per ball game. And Preister played so well inside yesterday when I watched her. She will be a challenge when she faces up with Wurtenberger and Keller for Sacred Heart. As we said, the Flyers, the number 5 seed, their record 20-6 coming into this evening's ball game. Now, the starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Lady Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sando. The Lady Irish 24-3 coming into this ball game, the number one seed in the tournament, number one ranked team in the state. They'll go with Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8 senior, 8.8 points per ball game. Delaney Witt, a senior, at 5'4, averaging 8.4 points per ball game. Gentry Lechtenberg, a sophomore. She's been playing so very well lately, 8.5 points per contest. Jessica Wurtenberger, the leading scorer on this team, a senior at 5'10, 14.5 points per game for her output offensively. And Macy Keller, a 6-foot senior, averaging 5.5 points per ball game, rounds out the starting five for Coach Luke Sando. You might hear the dribbling in the background right in front of our table. The folks here from Humphrey St. Francis, they have a pregame ritual. They've been doing this thing for years, John, where they come out and get in a circle and do some synchronized dribbling here.
I can feel it.
Now, they pass the basketball.
Impressive.
From left to right to the team member next to them, and it's quite a show they put on here.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's been a long time. Here come the Irish. We got the Sinegard band a little off to her side. Sinegard student section right behind us, which will be nice. And the Sinegard band is directly across from us here. Well, a lot of people got off work early today, Randy.
John, I'm going to be honest. I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay. I understand that. The two teams are, St. Francis headed back over to the bench area. Sinegard warming up. It'll be interesting to see how Macy Keller is able to match up with Pricer. Plan is to play in front of Pricer, and we'll see what happens. That's when it's going to take some precision passing from the twins out top to get her the ball.
Yeah, they're going to have to front her and keep that pass from getting to her. When I watched the game yesterday, they were putting the high lob pass in. The thing about Isabel Pricer is, for a sophomore, she's experienced enough, John, she doesn't bring the ball down. She catches it up here, she keeps it up here, and she scores. So many times, you'll see the big girl make the catch. The first thing they do is bring the ball down,
yeah.
And then the guards reach in and slap it away. Pricer doesn't do that. You can tell she's well coached. She keeps it up high and scores it before you can get back and react to her. So it's going to be a great matchup here. Sacred Heart, they've got a good basketball team of their own. I said in the pregame show a minute ago that this St. Francis team is a good one. Well, hey, you know what? So is Sacred Heart. And like we talked about yesterday, they happen to bring their defense along with them, too.
They do bring their defense. There may not be a lot of scoring in this ballgame, although both teams are certainly capable. First bell sound here with a couple minutes up on the clock. They're going to do a bunch of introductions here before we get started. So I think we'll take a two-minute break now. I'll be back and give you the rest of the pregame information and tip it off between the Irish and Humphrey St. Francis at the state tournament in Lincoln.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents will help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Lincoln girls class D2 semifinal state tournament action. The Sacred Irish and the St. Francis Flyers getting set to do battle. John, we got a lot of basketball coming up next week also in the boys state tournament. We're fortunate enough to have three teams from our listening area who qualified. The Auburn Bulldogs will be facing off with Wahoo. That'll be on March 8th at 9 a.m. Also on March 8th, 7:45 p.m., it'll be Johnson Brock and Howells Dodge. And on the March 9th, on Thursday, Sacred Heart will take on Hugh Christian at 7:45. So we've got two games Wednesday and one game Thursday to get us started here. Lots of basketball and boys state tournament coming up. You'll hear those games here on Sunday 101.3. and on KTMC. Right now, a lot of pregame pageantry here. They're introducing the non-starters, first of all, and then they'll come and introduce the starting lineups, and then we'll be ready to get underway for high school basketball here at the Devaney Center. My name is Randy Katua, sitting alongside John Nixon, Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, back at the KTNC studios, Logan Carpenter, running the board for us at Sunny 101.3. In our simulcast, with the game being heard live on both stations, we know you had a choice. We're glad you chose Sunny 101.3 and KTNC for your radio coverage of Sacred Heart Irish basketball. John?
Well, the two teams are about to get all of our introductions in here and see what happens. The Irish, the home team today, they'll be dressed in the white again as the number one seed and number one ranked. The seeds and the rankings, they sometimes match up. They have in several classes, not necessarily in all of them. So you just, it's going to be interesting to see. The Irish, you've been wondering how good are they really? We're going to find out tonight.
John, we're going to ask our listeners to bear with us. We're going to do the best we can here. Here at the Devaney Center, not an ideal situation for broadcasting. We have a band off to our left, student section right behind us, breathing down our necks. And so we're competing with an awful lot of background noise here. But we're going to do our best. It'll hopefully calm down just a little bit once the game gets started.
I was talking to Dick Gulch before the game and about next week, and he said, well, I don't know if I want to play my first game here and then go to PBA and then come back here, go to PBA and then come here. So I'm not sure what I – well, I said, well, a lot more games here over the years. And he said, PBA is a lot newer, so what I like, yeah.
Hey, before it's eliminated for the most part using the area high schools, they try to play all the games by going to the four-day format. It is interesting, though, that the third-place consolation game tomorrow will be played at the new high school at Lincoln Northwest High, out north of Interstate 80. They will be using that brand-new high school for the third-place consolation games, C1, C2, D1, and D2, those games tomorrow at Northwest.
I hope not.
We've completed the introduction of starting lineups. Both teams getting their final instructions from the coaching staff, breaking the huddle and coming out ready to get it underway. Sacred Heart first to break their huddle and come out. Looks like Olivia Eichhoff will step in to jump it up. Folks in St. Francis still huddled around their coach. Now they break and come out. It'll be Freister jumping it up against Gentry Lechtenberg. And here with their first quarter, a play-by-play, is John Nixon.
Ready to go. The Irish go left to right as we look at it here in the first half tonight. Here's the tip, and Freister ended up with and up to the front court, Wessel. Wessel double team out of there. Now back to the top to Emma Baumgart. To work to the right side. Holden gives it off back to Hannah Baumgart. Hannah, right guarded by Delaney Witt. The top to Emma. Emma will hold and work the ball back out towards the middle. Freister circle around in the paint. There with Macy Cutter. They get the ball loose. And the first bucket of the ball game is going to go to that will be Russell with the basket on the right side. Here's the press. Get it in to right side. Baumgart trying to guard up the floor. Icon crosses the front court. And now she keeps the dribble and moves on up against the man-to-man defense. Icon moves left into the paint. She goes off the glass. And she wouldn't score well on the gymnastic part, but you got the bucket. So 2-2 we go here in the first period. 2-2. Olivia Eichhoff with the basket. Now a skip pass to the near side. Kessler is off going inside to Wessel. Goes in. Double team back out top. Right side. Baumgart. Hannah Baumgart for 3-2. Tie up on the rebound. That'll belong to the Irish on the held ball. All kinds of players digging around on the floor trying to get that basketball. I'll tell you what, Randy, either Gentry Lichtenberg's taller than 5 feet or Pricer's not 6'1". As I watch them out there, they look a little closer in size. I wonder if they stretched that a little. Whoa! Lob in. Well, go ahead and lob the shoe. Wurtzberg off the floor. We got a St. Francis there with no shoe. And a referee called timeout. I didn't know if they could do that. I know they don't for an injured player. I don't think I've ever seen that before where they stop play. But Coach Santa's not too upset. I just didn't know they would stop that for a shoe to the ball. Well, Carly Kessler goes back and retrieves her shoe, and now we'll get back underway. All right, Wurtzberger will inbound from near the scorer's table. Get it into Eichhoff. Olivia up the floor. Now, Pfeister playing behind Macy Keller. Floats around out top a lot for Sacred Heart. Wurtzberger, the Irish need a big game from her. Around the back and hands off to Eichhoff. The two seniors playing catch out top. Eichhoff moving to the basket again. And she falls down. Then she tripped and gets called for traveling. So a turnover against the Irish, and it's going to be St. Francis ball. Olivia Eichhoff threatens a one-person press. And to the front court of the basketball, Baumgartner brings it off to Wessel. Now it's Emma Baumgartner, moving inside the Chrysler, taken away by the Irish. Wurtzberger away with it. Off the left side, she goes all the way. Passes across Lichtenberg. Went inside his right hand. Off it good for Gentry Lichtenberg. You listen to me at all? I didn't think so. Hopefully at home you can hear it. You can't hear it courtside. Lichtenberg with the bucket. Nice pass in there. The steal for Wurtzberger. Lob into Pfeister. Play by Lichtenberg. It goes to Delaney Witt. Witt up the floor. Slows down at midcourt. 4-2 to Sacred Heart. 5:30 to play first quarter. Delaney moving across the face of the zone. Now gives the ball to the corner. Wurtzberger. Three ball. Too strong. I thought it might have been blocked. Rebound comes down there to Kessler. Carly Kessler will give it up to Emma Baumgart. To the front on the right side, Hannah Baumgart moving to the right. Now gives it back out to the top to Carly Kessler. Kessler, Kylie gives it to Hannah Baumgart. She's threatening the three-pointer from about 25 feet. Nobody believes it. Into the paint, blocked by Olivia Eichhoff. Brought down by Lichtenberg. She stepped on the end line.
Unfortunate there. Gentry got that defensive rebound, cleared it out nice and clean, and stepped on the line.
All right, bring it into the left wing. Hannah Baumgart with it, thinking about it. Now passes it down to her sister, Hannah. Now back out top. Hannah moving into the paint. Fires it up. A runner off the glass. It's up, and it's good. And we have a 4-4 ball game, our second tie. Now here's the full court man-to-man pressure into Eichhoff. She works with Delaney Witt to get open. Now they're threatening to double team. Eichhoff picked up her dribble. Baseball pass ahead. Caught by the Irish in the front court. Delaney Witt moves around a defender, moving to the left side, pulls up for three on the back iron. No. Rebound brought down by Chrysler. Chrysler is going to be fouled by the Irish on trying to get the ball out of there.
I have to wait and see what they posted here. John, the official turn is back now.
Wurtzberger.
Wurtzberger.
That'll be her first and her team foul on Sacred Heart here. So it will be in the backcourt and up the floor will come.
Boy, they're slow putting that up.
Yeah, they are.
Still not
well, they, put it on the wrong side.
Oh, that's it.
So coming up the floor now will be Baumgart. Take the ball. That is Emma. Gets it out to the right side. And a three-pointer up. No good by McKenna. Wetfield checked it. Wurtzberger with the rebound on the run the other way. Driving in off balance. Got it. But she grounded with it. Second turnover by the Irish. That would cost the package. Lucanda says, are you sure she traveled, Mr. Official? And he held his hand up and said, I didn't make that call. They still got that foul up on the wrong side. To the front court we go. Baumgart to Baumgart. Hannah has it now working against to get the screen. Little give and go. And it's off the free throw. And he ran into and over Lecter Wurtenberg. So two turnovers apiece. And now into the game for the Irish is McKinley Shaw. McKinley gives the ball off to Icon. Gets around the defender now to a triple team in the middle. Gets it to Keller. Right side, it will be Witt down the lane. Keller, lay it up. Casey Keller with the basket, the assist. Gonna go to Delaney Witt. 6'4", Shaker Hart, 3:29 to play first quarter here at the Devaney Center, the DT semi. Out top, Hannah Baumgart with it. Working right on Delaney Witt. He knocked it away and stole it. Witt with the steal. In the backcourt, double team needs to get rid of it and be fouled. He will be fouled. And it will be, let's see who they call this one on it. Three Baumgart, Emma Baumgart with the foul, her first. Team foul number one on St. Francis. So Delaney Witt checks out of the ball game. Back in, Lechtenberg sit out. Not sure who went out when McKinley came in. At any rate, Mykoff up the floor to the front court, hands it off to Wurtenberger. He'll dribble it up and hand off to McKinley Schultz. Left side it goes. Handling the basketball out there, Olivia Eichhoff moving right down the lane in between defenders. Shaw off the glass. Rebound brought out of there by Whitfield. To the front, it will be Hannah Baumgart with 2:44 to go. Out of there to Whitfield. Reverses. Back out to the top to Gush. Gush will get it to Emma Baumgart. He put her no. Rebound out of bounds off of the Irish. Lechtenberg couldn't get hold of it as contact made with a St. Francis Flyer. 6'4", Shaker Hart, 2:33 to go. Looking out top. Three ball on the way up and good by Leah Cush. She makes the triple, and now it goes back to the lead to Flyers, 7-6. Now they got the fouls right up there. Up the floor the other way. It will be Eichhoff in the right corner. Wurtenberger moving out to the top of the key with the basketball. Gives off to Keller inside. Lechtenberg couldn't make the catch, and here come the Flyers with the basketball. Ahead on the left side to Cush. Back it goes to Hannah Baumgart. Moving to the right, guarded by Wurtenberg. That's not a very good matchup there for the Irish, I don't think, size-wise. Moving out the other way. There, now they get them all straight in the right places again. And now Emma Baumgart out top, 7-6, 1:45 to play in the first. The Flyers with the lead by a single on a three-point bucket. Into the middle. Hannah Baumgart off to Emma. Emma moving down the right side. Floats it off the glass. No. Reese took the rebound away. And they're going to help ball. As Wurtenberger reached in and go the other way to the Flyers.
Good job defensively there. Jessica Wurtenberger reached in and tied her up. Got the possession here on the arrow.
They're doing their best to get the basketball, but they're not going to let them have it.
Okay.
Kylie Wessel back in for the Flyers now. Also in there again is Carly Tesler. Inbounding will be Whitfield looking into the left right corner. So back in with it is Cush. Cush out there. Baumgart down the lane. Underneath the ball hit the bucket, and they say the Irish knocked it loose off the hand of Wurtenberger.
Boy, when that ball got down there to Carly Kessler, she was triple-teamed, had three girls on her.
And behind the basket, three girls and an out-of-bounds line to deal with. Inbound to the right side wing, back out top, Emma Baumgart with a minute 15 to play in the first quarter. Give the ball off there to Cush. Cush right back to Emma Baumgart. She'll dribble back, look back to her coach. What do you want to do, coach? He calls the play. Shaker manned up defensively. Oh, loses Whitfield for three. Up off the glass. No. Rebound down by Delaney Witt. Gets it ahead to Wurtenberger. She'll bring it up through the midcourt circle to the top. Slows it up. Gives it off to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt gives the ball to the high post, and it's going to be Lechtenberg rejected. Got it back up, and won't go. Wurtenberger the rebound. She's rejected. Lichtenberg with a rebound, knocked loose, get it to Wurtenberg, and she gets fouled. Holy cow. They had four shots at it down there, couldn't get it to drop. Finally, Wurtenberger gets fouled. She'll be at the line shooting two shots. Wurtenberger to shoot two here. Lichtenberg got a couple of rebounds, just couldn't get the ball to go in. A couple of rejections by Priester there. Wurtenberg line up and good, and Jessica, it's another one. We're tied now at seven. We're tied in the first quarter. We've got 34 seconds to go in this period. Wurtenberger ready again. Senior steps up to the line, and it's on the way up, and drains it. And the Irish take their lead back, 8-7. 31 seconds to go in the quarter. To the front court, Hannah Baumgart. High post to Wessel. Back to Hannah Wett, and now holding it, looking. Skip it over near side Whitfield. Fires two-pointer up and good. And now the lead back to the Flyers, 9-8. 15 seconds to go, and it's going to be Eichhoff to the front on the left side of the floor. 10 seconds, looking to work. Left side, pulls up. Lost the drill. Five, got it back. Heads up, fires it up, missed it. Rebound tapped away, and it goes to Eichhoff. Shot up good, but it's too late after the buzzer. After one, it's up for St. Francis, 9. Sacred Heart, 8. Back in 1 minute from the Nebraska State Tournament.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand.
Patient, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, ready for second quarter action. The Sacred Heart Irish trailing the St. Francis Flyers 9-8 after one period here in the Class D2 Girls State Semifinals. When play is resumed, it will be Sacred Heart's basketball. They'll have the first possession to start this second period. Delaney Witt will inbound it. Eichhoff, Wurtenberger, Lichtenberg, and Keller on the floor for the Sacred Heart Irish. Now the officials seem to have some confusion here. Before we get underway with the third quarter, they decide to have a meeting over here at the scorer's table. What do you suppose that's all about, John?
I'm probably on possession, but the Flyers got the last held ball.
Right. On the baseline.
I don't know how they do.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we get half possession.
We get the first possession since they control the tip, so we get on this one because the last one was a held ball on the baseline. It should be Sacred Heart's basketball, no question.
Well, hear that, but the clock's not working.
Well, that gives us a chance to introduce everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon seated over there. Logan Carpenter back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer at KTNC, for this evening's simulcast on both Sunny and KTNC. We will follow the Sacred Heart Irish tomorrow wherever. The Irish will either be playing in the championship game at 8:15 tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank Arena, or they'll be playing in a third-place consolation game at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
I think we got a clock
Northwest. They're pulling the teams back to their benches. The minute we break away, John, they'll be ready to go.
Look at that Class A score, Randy. Millard South, 21. Bellevue West, 1.
Oh, my goodness.
First quarter,
21-1 after 1.
And a Class A state semifinal, my.
How do you get to the semifinal of Class A and only come up with 1 point in a quarter?
Wow.
That's surprising. Well, John, while we've got a minute, let's tell the folks about our coverage next week.
Well, we got to get up early on Wednesday. Auburn takes on Wahoo. Wahoo's the number one ranked, number one seed. And what I saw at Auburn earlier this week, they can beat anybody on a given night. So don't worry about 1 versus 8 there. The second game on third Wednesday will be the Johnson Brock Eagles taking the Howells Dodge Bobcats. That is 7:45 on Wednesday.
Okay, John, we're ready to get underway. Delaney Witt will inbound the pass to start the second period. Irish Trail 9-8. Witt with the inbound pass gets into Olivia Eichhoff. Looking at the man-to-man defense. Eichhoff goes to the right side of the lane. Over on the right wing, gets it on top. Witt works to the left side of the circle. Kicks it down to Wurtenberger. Baseline in the corner, left side. Wurtenberger being guarded defensively. Closely there by Hannah Baumgart. Has the ball dribbled away. It's loose on the ball on the floor. Everybody after it. A whistle and the foul is going to be called on the Irish, John.
Better hope now. I don't know. Lechtenberg or Wurtenberger, and it's going to be Gentry Lechtenberg this time. That'll be her first.
Her first, and team foul number two on the Irish.
He didn't want two on Wurtenberger yet, but Gentry, they seem to come in cubbies with her.
Here comes Emma Baumgart down court with the ball for the Flyers. Gives off to Hannah Baumgart, her twin sister. Spin move at the free throw line. Ball dribbled away. Wurtenberger comes out of the middle. Gets it to Eichhoff. Eichhoff on the breakaway lane. Off the glass. Up the glass. Olivia Eichhoff has 4 points. Great job. Baumgart was there defensively. Olivia Eichhoff around her. She hit it like a bulldozer. Yes, she did. In the fourth court. Hannah Baumgart holds the ball right in front of our table here on the left wing. Delaney Witt comes out after. A cross court pass to the far side. That's Kessler with the ball. Lob pass underneath. Keller's there. The ball is loose. Picked up. Hannah Baumgart for three off the rim. No. Battle for the rebound. Tipped out of there. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on St. Francis.
That foul is going to go on Kylie Wessel, number five. Randy Herford, deep foul number two.
Full court pressure now by the Flyers. Inbounding the pass will be Wurtenberger on the baseline. Waiting to inbound it against the pressure. Lobs it in. Ball tipped away and stolen. Emma Baumgart with the basketball. Bad deal there. Long three, top of the key, up is off the rim. A battle for the loose ball on the floor. People going after it. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on St. Francis.
No.
He pointed.
I don't care what he did. It's going to be on Olivia Eichhoff.
Okay, he pointed the other way.
Olivia ran in there a little aggressively and knocked Baumgart out of the way to get the ball.
Olivia's first personal, team foul number three. Hannah Baumgart inbounds to Emma Baumgart at the top of the key. 10-9, your score. Sacred Heart up by one. 6:40 to play here in the first half. Lob pass to Pricer. Ball knocked away from Pricer. Tipped out of bounds. Good defense down there for the Irish by Jeffrey Lechtenberg.
Yeah, did a good job. And unfortunately, couldn't hang on to it, but just kept knocking away. The Irish trying to keep it away from Pricer.
All right. Hannah Baumgart to inbound it. Lobs it up top. Gets it into Kessler. Kessler gives to Emma Baumgart. They're twin sisters. Hannah Baumgart on the right elbow with the ball. Skip pass across to the near side. Kessler, one-on-one against Eichhoff. Kessler can't get to the bucket. Back to Emma. Emma dribbles to the top of the free throw circle to the right wing to Hannah Baumgart. Macy Keller down here working hard against Pricer. Lob pass to Pricer in the paint. Pricer to the left wing. Here's a shot for two that's up off the rim and doesn't go. And the rebound to Lechtenberg. Jeffrey Lechtenberg down court, threw the ball away. Got a little bit excited and led Olivia Eichhoff. That's an unfortunate turnover.
Good turnover by the Irish. Out goes Wurtenberger. Back into the game comes McKinley Scholl for the Irish.
Scholl checking in. All right. Flyers basketball. Irish had a chance there to maybe extend the lead on a fast break, and they threw the ball away. Hannah Baumgart to the corner left wing. Kessler to Emma Baumgart. She bobbles it for a moment. Top of the key. Wessel with the ball. Now to Hannah Baumgart, Emma, near side, Kessler, feeds it to the top of the key. Emma thought about the shot, instead passes back to twin sister Hannah on the far side. Hannah and Emma play catch with it. Now Kessler in the corner right side, top of the key, Wessel holds the ball, guarded by Lechtenberg. Right wing down to Kessler. Top of the key. Wessel thought about it, decided not to take the three. Trying to drive the baseline under the basket. It comes to Wessel. Long two from the corner left side. Up and good. Kylie Wessel got a two from the left corner. And it's 11-10. A lot of lead changes already here, John.
Six of them so far.
Six lead changes. Now the ball nearly got away from Eichhoff. Down court pass gets it down to Witt. They're lucky to get it across there. Witt pulls up for three. It's off there. No. Rebound comes down to Wessel. Wessel outlet pass gives to Baumgart. Emma Baumgart on the dribble. Picking her up is Olivia Eichhoff on defense. Bounce pass goes to Hannah Baumgart on the wing. Into Pricer against Keller. Shot is up. No. Keller with the rebound. Keller with a good job defensively and got the rebound.
Down court.
over into her. Eichhoff into the right side. McKinley Shore with the ball. Skip pass across court. Delaney Witt. Irish trailing 11-10. 4:37 to go first half. Sacred Heart. Patient offense. Delaney Witt kicks it to the corner. Right side Eichhoff. Trying to drive to the baseline. Eichhoff almost has the ball taken away. She's double teamed. Eichhoff got away with a lead elbow there. Inside Lechtenberg off the glass. In and out of there. Couldn't get it. Oh, Lechtenberg point blank range. It was a bunny and couldn't get it down. Here comes Emma Baumgart with a basketball down court. Lob pass into Priester. Priester with a shot up that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. We'll have Priester at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Andrew Lechtenberg, a little frustrated, commits the foul down there. Frustrated she didn't get that shot of the other. Remember, she's a sophomore. This is only her, really played a lot here in the last, yesterday and today at State.
Priester has not scored yet this evening. There she'll be shooting two shots. The first one is on the way. It's up and it is off. No good. She'll have another attempt coming. Humphrey St. Francis up by one, 11-10 here, 4:11 to go in the first half.
Wertberger in for Lechtenberg for the Irish. Back in is McKenna Whitfield for St. Francis along with Cook.
Fleischer's second free throw is up and good. She got one out of two. Makes it 12-10 now, a two-point lead for Humphrey St. Francis. Having to hurry, Shoal lobs it in, gets it into Witt. Delaney Witt down court. She's double-teamed, has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Sacred Heart. They'll play it in at midcourt. I'll tell you, this pressure on this full-court press, John, has given Sacred Heart some issues here. Inbound the pass. They toss it into Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the basketball across the timeline. Works to the left elbow with the basketball. Now at the top of the free throw circle, around to the right side, gives to Macy Keller. Keller, long pass underneath, there's Wartenberger. Ball is stripped away and stolen by Hannah Baumgart. Hannah Baumgart, out left pass to Emma Baumgart. Down court come the Flyers with a two-point lead, 12-10. 3:45 to go, first half, Flyers with the basketball. Hannah Baumgart, they run a weave at the top of the key. They give it up to Whitfield. Whitfield goes back to Hannah. On the far side, on the elbow, Hannah Baumgart, again, looks for Whitfield. Now gives the ball up to her sister, Emma Baumgart. Emma backs into the corner, into Priester. Priester against Keller, shot is up and good. That's her first field goal. Isabel Priester gets her first field goal there. Timeout taken, John?
Yeah, timeout saved at Heart. Trailing 14-10 is the biggest lead of the ball game for either team right here. We're back in 30 seconds from the state tournament.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is proud to continue the tradition of Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980. Two $1,700 scholarships, one in business and one in agriculture, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2023 senior students should see your school counselor for an application. Deadline is April 1st. Frontier Bank, member FDIC in Falls City.
John Nixon back with you at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to play in the first half. 14-10. St. Francis up by four. This is the biggest lead for either team. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball against full court pressure. McKinley Shoal will inbound it. Lobs it into Delaney Witt. Witt covers between two defenders. Across the timeline, gets it up to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff will set up the offense now for the Irish. She dribbles to the top of the circle, being pressured in the man-to-man defense. Hands to Wartenberger. Wartenberger spin move in the paint. Takes it to the hoop. Lays the ball up and good. And she will be fouled. She'll have the end one.
First field goal for Olivia Eichhoff. I'm going to have to wait on that one.
Wartenberger will be at the line for the and one. The basket counted. That pulls the Irish back to within two at 14-12. Wartenberger can get them back within one.
Leah Cush with the foul for the Flyers.
All right. The foul on Cush. That's her second.
I've got her for one.
Okay. Free throw is on the way. Up and good for Wittenberger. She got the free throw, and she has 3 points. It's a one-point ball game, 14-13. St. Francis up by a single point. Emma Baumgart on the dribble. Players on the floor in the corner. Baseline in the corner left side. Picking up her dribble there is Cush. Cush goes back to the top of the key to Emma Baumgart. To the near side. The pass comes to Kessler. Kessler can't get inside the paint. Back to Emma Baumgart right wing. They set a pick for Emma for three. Off the rim. Rebound. Good job by Wartenberger. Screen it out there. She had Wessel completely screened out.
Priester's out. Let's get inside.
Time to go inside with it with Preister on the bench. Here comes Eichhoff driving lay-in. Oh, another bunny. Boy, Sacred Hearts had three or four of those here tonight, John. That 99% of the time, those are going to drop.
The battle is a ways away now.
All right, here's Emma Baumgart down court. 2:10 to play here in the first half. In the corner, baseline right side, that's Wetfeld. Down to the top of the key. Again, they come back to Wessel with it. Near side, Emma Baumgart. Kessler, here's a three on the way. Right side off, no good. Rebound, Olivia Eichhoff. Irish down by one with a minute 54 to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Chrysler, there's a driving lay-in up and good by Eichhoff. I don't know how she got that to go, but Olivia Eichhoff has 6 points, and the Irish go back up 15-14.
Banks open late, Lincoln, on Friday.
Well, wasn't that something? On the left elbow, Kessler with the ball now for the Flyers. She works to the right side, double-team spin move in the paint, kicks it out to the left elbow for three, shot is in and out, and Macy Keller's there with a rebound. Keller pulls down the basketball. She needs help. Down court, Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the ball, being harassed. A lot of pressure by Emma Baumgart. McKinley Scholl with the ball to the left wing. The clock down to a minute 15 to go. Irish up by 1:15-14 here in the second quarter. Wurtenberger dribbles to the right side of the free throw circle. Gives it up to Delaney Witt. Witt guarded closely there by Carly Kessler. Witt backs in against Kessler. Works to the left side. Back up top, Macy Keller. Long pass underneath Wurtenberger. In traffic. Shots up. She got it. And she fouled.
Back to back. 3 points.
Jessica Wurtenberger got the basket and is fouled, and she'll have another opportunity for the and one and a three-point play the old-fashioned way. That's going to bring Preister back off the bench, even though there's only 55 seconds to go. I think Coach Reichmuth realizes he needs Preister inside.
Kylie Wessel picks up her second foul, team foul number 5 on the Flyers.
At the free throw line, Jessica Wurtenberger, 1 for 1 so far tonight. This one is up and off. Couldn't get it to fall. 17-14, Irish up by 3. Less than a minute to go here in the first half. 49 seconds on the clock. Emma Baumgart into forecourt. Guarded by Eichhoff. Pass goes to the left, to the right side. Now back top of the key, Wessel. Wessel hands it up to Kessler. Kessler driving baseline under the basket. Can't get a look at it. There's a shot from the right side up and off. So good rebound. Preister. Follow shot. Good and a foul. Preister got it down, and she will be fouled by Macy Keller.
That's the second time here in the first half the Irish have not been able to allow that rebound. The only other time they didn't get in front of her, she got her other basket.
Chance now for Isabel Preister to tie it up here with the and one. She's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. 17-16, Irish by 1. There's 30 seconds left to play in the first half. Preister free throw is on the way. It's good. We're all tied up at 17 apiece with 30 seconds to play. Full court pressure. Eichhoff almost has the ball stolen away. Scholl, they get it down court to Laney Witt. Witt takes it down. She'll decide to hold things up here and play for one. Witt at the top of the key. Preister was back there defensively. Witt had no chance to take it to the hole. Clock down to 13 seconds. Sacred Heart will play for one. Olivia Eichhoff, top of the key, right side of the lane. 8 seconds. Keller, long pass underneath. Wurtenberger, shot is up. No. Fast fight for the rebound. Comes down fast, long down court. Shot won't go at the buzzer. And at the half, we haven't settled a thing, John. It's all tied up. 17 apiece at the half. The Irish and the Flyers will take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website website, alfia.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish and the St. Francis Flyers all tied up at 17 apiece. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now with a look at the first half numbers, here's John.
Thank you, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look at. It's close as a score, 17-17. The Irish outscored the first quarter 9-8. They outscored the Flyers 9-8 in the second quarter. Both teams are 2-for-3 at the free throw line in the first half. Both teams committed 5 fouls in the first half. Scoring-wise for the Flyers, they are led by Isabel Kreischer with 4 points, but that includes just 1 field goal so far. We've got 4 for Kylie Wessel, 2 for Emma Baumgart, 3 for Leah Cush, and 2 more for McKenna Wetfield. Did I add those up right, Randy?
Yeah, you're missing.
I leave one on Kreischer. Yeah, I didn't
get
last.
There you go.
But anyway, 17 apiece. For the Irish, Olivia Eichhoff has 6, 7 for Jessica Wurtenberger. Gentry Lechtenberg has 2, and 2 for Macy Keller. I would look for Lechtenberg to get going here in the second half for the Irish. Got a couple fouls there, had to go sit the final 3 or 4 minutes of the second quarter. And we'll see. She missed a couple inside. She got frustrated. I think she'll get over that. And she's been a key the last few weeks for the Irish. They'll need her to keep going with that. So that's where we're at, 17 apiece in the first half.
That's been your halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll step aside now for another 2-minute timeout. We'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll have third quarter action coming up from here at the Devaney Center. You're listening to the state tournament on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines, conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 32 tonight under overcast sky. Winds out of the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 54. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 50s to the upper 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands, as your local Daikin dealer. Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. A halftime tie, 17-all. The Sacred Heart Irish, the St. Francis Flyers, here in the girls' D2 semifinals of the state basketball tournament. Lots of basketball coming up next week. We'll have boys action beginning Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock when Auburn takes on Wahoo in Class C1. On Wednesday night, 7:45 here at Devaney, we'll have Johnson Brock and Howells Dodge. Then on Thursday evening at 7:45 here at Devaney, it'll be Parkview Christian and Fall City Sacred Heart. And, John, aren't you excited about the fact that our first three games are all here at Devaney with a crowd right in our neck? It'll be wonderful. We would much prefer to be over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena where they put the...
if we could find an outlet up there somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't mind. I'd even work up on the end.
Yeah.
Get away from it, but... Unfortunately, they didn't think it through real well, and we find ourselves with Radio Row being placed in front of the pep bands and the student sections here at Devaney. And as you, I'm sure you can tell during the broadcast, we do have noise-canceling microphones, believe it or not, folks, to try and help us cover it up. But the noise is deafening. John and I are seated side by side, and we have to look at each other to figure out what we're saying. It's even hard for us to hear each other. So we're doing the best we can with it. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight.
Well, it's going to be an interesting second half. Biggest lead in the first half was 4 by St. Francis. The biggest lead for the Irish in the first half was 3. It's been tight all the way. It could come down to some foul trouble. The Irish turned it over 6 times in that first half, and just a couple for St. Francis. Sacred Heart with no 3-pointers yet. They haven't been able to launch. I'm not sure they've even shot a 3 that I can remember, but
Delaney took 1.
Thought about another one, but didn't take it. As far as Pricer and the inside game for St. Francis, two occasions they got it into her. The problem was, John, both times when they did get it into her, she scored and got fouled and made the end one, and she's got 6 points out of the deal on those two trips down underneath. So Pricer was 6 points, leads them in scoring. The Baumgart twins, just 2 points for Emma. Hannah has not scored yet, so they haven't, for the most part, had much of an outside shooting game either here. But what they did effectively last night was they were able to drive the lane and get layups, and Sacred Heart just has not allowed that here.
In the game of Lucy and Leonard, they've never scored a lot of points, those two, but they're a bit pesky on defense, despite being undersized. But they play hard, and they're in the way. That's all that matters sometimes.
Well, we played the first 16 minutes and haven't settled a thing here. All tied up at 17 apiece. They've got some music playing now over the public address system here at the Devaney Center. It brings both sets of fans up to their feet, all clapping their hands in unison. John, you just got to love the atmosphere here at the state tournament. Saw a thing this morning. I got to bring this up. I couldn't believe it. They actually had to stop a basketball game in progress at the Texas State basketball tournament yesterday because of hail.
Oh, really?
They were playing in the Alamo Dome, and hail fell and penetrated the dome and started crashing down on the floor. They had to stop the ball game and call it off because it was hailing.
Wow.
Never heard of such a thing.
I hope we never have that happen.
And I read it on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Absolutely.
MSN was the source, so I think so. Here we go. Third quarter action. Here's John Nixon.
Fires basketball. The ball comes in to Anna Baumgart, picked up by Olivia Eichhoff, and on the right side, guarded by Delaney Witt. Out to the top. Nearly a travel down the lane, off the glass. No good. Baumgart. Rebound picked up by Wurtenberger. Had it knocked away, but got it back. Now she'll bring it to the front court herself. And the Flyers pick up to the three-point line. Step out on her. Wurtenberger keeps on going. Passes right side. Taken away by one of the twins. Up the floor, it goes to Kessler. Kessler driving in. Back out to the top. Emma Baumgart on the right elbow. Lob to the middle. Taken away by Gentry Lechtenberg. Again, Lechtenberg on the defense does a good job. Terrific job by Eichhoff, not charging there. Defender gave her the step she's required to, and Olivia got stopped before she ran over. Off the floor now, Delaney Witt. Tell her, she's thinking about a three. She lobs it in to Lechtenberg, and they weren't on the same page.
John, that's a fourth or fifth unforced turnover of this ballgame where the Irish just a miscue, nothing to do with the defense.
I've got eight on them here now. In the ball game, I'm sure that's not quite right, but it's close.
Three or four of those unforced.
Baumgart up the floor now. Hannah with it. Hannah gets an opening all the way to the hole. Up and hit the bottom of the rim, but got fouled on the way up.
I think that foul is going to be, I think, on Delaney.
Yes, Delaney.
Delaney picks up her first personal team foul, number one of the half on the Irish. 6:47 to play, third quarter, all tied at 17 apiece.
Ready to roll with a free throw. It's up. It's good. And the Flyers back in the lead now, 18-17.
That's Hannah Baumgart's first point of the ball game there, John.
All right, we'll have one more coming here. Up and good. She got them both. And the lead is two, 19-17. It's certainly may not be a lot of scoring in this, but Wurtenberger needing help. Gets it into Eichhoff. Back to Wurtenberger. They double-teamed Eichhoff. Wurtenberger up the floor. Left side works the middle. Into the paint she goes. Underneath. All the way to the hole. Lays it up and in.
Kind of hoping for a foul there, too, John.
7 points, and we're tied at 19 now. Up the floor come the Flyers with it. Stopping off the left side. Three ball for Wessel. Up and good. Kylie Wessel with seven. And the lead goes back to the Flyers now. 21-22-19. Eichhoff in the backcourt. Picking up hard at midcourt. She gets to the front. Now, once they get in the front court, the pressure's not quite as bad. They still play tough man-to-man here. Eichhoff went down to her knees, double-teamed off to Delaney Witt.
Maintained the dribble the whole time.
Delaney coming to the near left side. They switch her off to the top. Get the ball to Wurtenberger. She goes to the free throw line, dribbles in, dumps it underneath to Lechtenberg. Ball loose, taken away, stolen
by St. Francis. Driving to the hole, and Lechtenberg called for the foul. That'll be her third.
She was going to
call, but got the foul.
She was going to have none of that. Carly Kessler looked like she was going to have a breakaway lay-in. And Lechtenberg just got up and hammered her.
Oh, this won't be shooting?
Wow.
Really?
Huh.
I would have swore that was on an attempted lay-in.
I did, too.
McKinley Schull into the ballgame now for Lechtenberg for the Irish. Bring the ball out top. Emma Baumgart with it. She'll hand the ball off there to Carly Kessler. Back to Baumgart. Over to Hannah Baumgart. Into Pricer, knocked away. She recovered beyond the three-point line. All the way out near midcourt to Hannah Baumgart. They'll reset the offense. 5:18 to go in the third quarter. It's a three-point fire lead. Bucket would give them their biggest lead of the ballgame. Inside out now. Carly Wessel back out of there in the Baumgart to the middle. Knocked away by Eichhoff and picked up by Witt. And they're going to call an offensive foul there on the Irish.
Something must have happened we didn't see.
Delaney Witt came up with the basketball and collided with the defender, knocked her to the floor. They're going to get Delaney for an offensive foul. Her second personal team foul, number three on the Irish.
Another turnover by the Irish into Pricer. Give the ball out now to Hannah Baumgart. Into the middle, posting up and open and laying it up and in. Kylie Wessel. He now has 9 points and the lead is 5, the biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court, Wurtenberger.
The Irish. Important the Irish get points this trip.
Need to just relax a little bit. Inside Eichhoff, triple teamed, forces it up and in and got fouled. Holy cow. Olivia Eichhoff took it through 3 flyer defenders, including Pricer. She must be awfully strong.
She was triple teamed and still got it to fall. John, the foul is going to be on Isabel Pricer. Her first team foul, number one of the half on the Flyers.
Eichhoff at the line and off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Wessel. And stolen by the Irish. Wurtenberger forced it up and she got fouled after the steal. Wurtenberger going to be headed back to the free throw line to shoot 2. And see if she can get this 3-point lead. Kylie a little bit more down.
Kylie Wessel called for the personal foul. Her third personal team foul, number 2.
Wurtenberger. 7, make it 8 the game now.
She's now hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight.
Here's the subs in for the Flyers. McKenna Brookfield checks back in.
The Irish had fallen behind by 5, a chance to get back within 1 right here.
It's up. It's good for Jessica Wurtenberger. And we have a 24-23 ball game. Off the floor with the basketball, Emma Baumgart. 4:26 to play in the third. Lechtenberg on the bench with 3 fouls for the Irish. Pass to the middle. Kick it back outside and tipped away out of bounds off of Olivia Eichhoff. And inbounding the Flyers about 15 feet up off the baseline on the near right side of the floor where we sit. They go left right here in the second half. Inside, Emma Baumgart. Eichhoff's got her defensively. Baumgart's bounce pass to the midcourt and the free throw line. In the right back, out of there. And a pass deflected. It goes to Emma Baumgart. Pass out top, Emma Baumgart. Excuse me, that was from Hannah. And a drive in the middle, blocked by Wurtenberger and Warren Keller. And the Irish get the ball. Up the front, Wurtenberger. Will she keep going this time? That's just cut off. Calls out the play. Little 1-4 low here. Now they're going to move it out. Wurtenberger will give to Eichhoff. She'll come out to the point. Wurtenberger goes to the free throw area. They get her the ball. Double, triple, hit in the face, and got fouled. Well, you don't want to hit her in the face. Not a good idea.
Foul's going to be on Isabel Pricer. On Pricer, her second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Flyers. 3:34 to play third period. 24-23, Humphrey on 5-1.
Into Wurtenberger. They fire it from Witt into Eichhoff. Back out to Witt. Left side, Shaw. Back out top, and it'll be Delaney Witt to reset as the Irish looking for the lead back this trip. Eichhoff, who picked up her dribble, Witt backs up, gets it out between the circles now. Try to get her to a double team. She's bumped.
Nocal keeps it going with the dribble. Now back out to Eichhoff, who will reset. Schull on the left side. Cross court. Witt back to Eichhoff. Free throw line. Wurtenberger down the lane between two defenders. Traveling call on Wurtenberger as she split the two defenders.
Big collision between Kush and Wurtenberger. I was going to credit Kush with the tackle.
Yeah, and maybe a foul. But that's not the way the guy in the striped shirt saw it. So the Irish on the defense again with 2:54 to go in the third. Right side, Hannah Baumgart with it. Looks out top to Emma Baumgart. Left side of the floor. And now a three ball on the way up and too strong that time. Rebound brought down by Delaney Whitman. She got fouled.
Foul is going to be called on Hannah Baumgart. On Hannah, her first personal team foul, number four, on the Flyers.
That shot at the other end was good, but I believe that was Kush that took that. She had a three-pointer earlier in the ballgame. Luke Sando up, directing player. Now he's got Schull at the free throw line. Now Schull moved to the outside. Mike off over to Witt. Pass underneath to Keller. Double, now triple to Schull. To Eichhoff out top. Witt open for three. Can't get it away.
Boy, how quickly that defense collapses down there on Keller.
Eichhoff with it again. Will hand it off. And again, Delaney Witt with 2:15 to go in the third. To Eichhoff. Inside Keller. Up. Short. No good. Rebound. Held ball. Loose play with the Irish. Chrysler had the rebound, and Wurtenberger tied her up.
What a job Wurtenberger did to get in there, because Chrysler had that rebound all secured, and Wurtenberger tied her up.
But she, as you mentioned, she brought it down that time.
Yeah.
An inbounding will be Eichhoff to Wurtenberger. Right block. Double team. Pass out. And she's called for traveling again. Oh, my. A lot of contact, but you're going to have to hold your ground.
Now, when you're getting shoved like that, it's pretty hard not to travel.
Back we come. St. Francis basketball. Emma Baumgart on the right side. Chrysler sets a pick way out top. Here's a three ball from the left side, short by Kush. Rebound to Keller. Gets away to the other side to Witt. Ahead to Eichhoff.
Well, we've been stuck on 24, 23 for a long time, John.
Olivia Eichhoff with the basketball. Right side, Schull. Free throw line. Wurtenberger up. Too strong. And the rebound bounces out to Emma Baumgart. She'll run it the other way. That time, just get to stop and think about where she wanted to shoot. Another three-pointer, up too strong. Rebound this time by Kush off the miss of Wetfield. And we've got a foul on the Irish down low.
Going to be on Wurtenberger. Jessica Wurtenberger picks up her second personal team foul, number four, on the Irish.
We're even there. 14 fouls each here in the third quarter. The Flyers inbound off the baseline. Out top, Emma Baumgart working to the right on Eichhoff. And Witt came along to steal it. And Keller. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Lay on the scoop attempt by Carly Kessler.
It looked like Macy Keller had an awful lot of basketball on that one, John.
Irish fans across the way are unhappy.
Carly Kessler will be at the line on Keller. That's her second personal team foul, number five of the half on the Irish.
Free throw on the way up and good. That puts Keller, or Wessel rather, in double figures. With 10, the lead is 2, 25-23.
John, that's Carly Kessler at the free throw line.
Okay, up and in and out, and good. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger for the Irish. Rebound.
Kessler made one and missed one.
Up the floor, it will be Witt to Eichhoff in front of us here on the left side. Minute one to go in quarter number three. Eichhoff working right into the paint. Triple team throws it up. Oh, an offensive foul on Eichhoff. Olivia picks up her second team foul, number six. Team time in the game. You got to keep your composure here. A couple of things haven't gone your way for the Irish. They're down by two, 25-23. 50 seconds to go in the third. Off the floor, Emma Baumgart dishes off. Gives the ball away. Now Kessler backing up, guarded by McKinley Schull. Back to Emma Baumgart. Backing up toward midcourt. Are they holding for one? We'll find out. I don't think so intentionally.
30 seconds.
seconds to go here.
Now the Baumgart driving left. Dishes off. Left side, 18-footer. Up and good. Two-pointer there by Kush. Her second hoop, and the lead is four, 27-23.
Irish has 15 seconds to work. They need to score here, John.
Goal up the court, all the way in. Stopped the free throw line. Lost the ball. Picked up by the Choir. They need to stop Baumgart. Four on the clock. Baumgart going to fire for three. Off the mark, no. And it won't count if it goes. And that ends the third quarter. The Flyers, 27. Sacred Heart, 23. Back in 1 minute at the D2 State Tournament Lincoln.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, heads back here to the Bob Devaney Center. We're ready to move into fourth quarter action. After three quarters, the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers leading the Sacred Heart Irish 27-23. John, it's only 4 points, but why does it feel like a lot more?
Well, the Irish just didn't get it back. The last one was four in the third quarter.
All right, inbound the pass to Emma Baumgart. Baumgart, guarded by Eichhoff. Comes to the right side to Hannah Baumgart with the basketball. They put it inside the paint. That's Wessel with the ball. She brings it back out onto the right wing to Hannah Baumgart. They lob it inside. The ball is loose. Lechtenberg, boy, they took a long time to blow the whistle. Lechtenberg and Pfeister got tied up under there. Possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will get the basketball. Good defense there by Gentry Lechtenberg. Good effort by the sophomore. Long down court pass to Lechtenberg into forecourt. She's double teamed. Dribbles away from the double team. Takes it into the paint. Got held up. Back up to Delaney Witt on the near side on the wing. Top of the key across court. It goes to Eichhoff. Witt with the basketball to the right wing. Inside Wurtenberger looking underneath. Eichhoff driving layup. Another money shot. How many of those have got away? The Irish just not able to get those easy ones to drop. They're on the baseline. Into forecourt, Emma Baumgart with the basketball. Emma Baumgart will get the break here in a second. John to the left elbow. Goes over to Kessler with it. In the paint. Driving baseline left side. Layup up. There's a bunny. Wouldn't go down. Pfeister tries one. She'll be fouled and be at the line to shoot two shots.
That'll be Macy Keller's third foul. You're listening to the state tournament on Sunny 101.3. PLZA, Falls City and Auburn. And AT&T, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, Falls City and Humboldt.
Pfeister has two out of three from the line tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. The first one is up and off. No good. She'll have another shot coming. Pfeister with 6 points, 2 for 4 from the line now. 7:03 to go in the ballgame, 27-23. Irish down by four. Pfeister's second free throw is up. It's off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, down court pass, finds Witt. Pressure being applied across the timeline. Olivia Eichhoff on the left wing. Sets the offense and dribbles between the rings near the top of the circle, working on the left side. Man-to-man defense. Emma Baumgart comes out to guard her. Now gives it up to Wurtenberger. Jessica Wurtenberger at the free throw line. Goes to the left side, baseline in the corner. Back up to Delaney Witt. Boy, these are quick defenders here, the Baumgart twins. They're all those girls up top. You just can't get free. I see that, and there's Eichhoff driving in for a turnaround shot. Oh, man, good. Olivia Eichhoff. She's in double figures with 10 points, and it's a two-point ball game, 27-25, 6:19 to go in the contest. This is Emma Baumgart with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Inside Pfeister over Keller. Shot is up. Off no good. Keller has the defensive rebound. Outlet pass to Laney Witt. Good. Coming down the near sideline to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff slows it down, and she'll set it up.
6 minutes to go in the ballgame. 27-25, Irish down by two. Sacred Heart with a basketball. This is Delaney Witt on the dribble. Witt gives it up to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger being pressured, reverses, goes into the paint, falls to the floor, whistle and a foul. Wurtenberger will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
It looks like the Irish are trying to clear the lane, putting their off-ball people out on Vogt's wing and trying to clear it out for somebody to work.
Who did put that one?
I didn't have a chance to watch it.
Wurtenberger at the line. Free throw is up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger hits the basket. She's in double figures now with 10 points. She could tie the game here with 5:50 to go in the contest.
It's foul 20, on Kylie Wessel, her four.
It's Wessel, okay. It's 27-26. St. Francis up by one. Wessel will leave the ball game with four fouls. Coming in to take her place is Leah Cush. Cush is that three-point shooter. She was hitting threes last night. She's got one tonight. At the free throw line, Jessica Wurtenberger. Ready for her second free throw.
I think the coach for St. Francis, that's not a shooting foul. But she didn't win the debate.
Well, they already shot one of them. Second shot is up. It's good also. Got them both. A little late to protest that, but
yeah.
Inbound the pass comes into Carly Kessel. Kessel gives it up. Hannah Baumgart. We're all tied at 27 apiece with 5:44 to go in the ballgame. Hannah Baumgart up top to Emma Baumgart. Right side of the lane. Emma Baumgart baseline. Foot shot up and off. No good. Rebound brought down. Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger dribbles the clean defender. He's double teamed. They're chasing her across the timeline. Great job. It's good to see that Wurtenberger can handle the ball that well, John.
Like Cuppy's nipping at your heels.
Down court. That comes to Witt. Now Wurtenberger at the free throw line. Moves to the right side of the lane. Can't get there. Delaney Witt's wanting the basketball here on the left wing. Well defended. The official right in front of us. John, they go to Delaney Witt with it at the free throw line. Witt's been moved in the paint. Can't penetrate. Puts it back to Eichhoff. The team tied at 27 all with 5 minutes to go. Boy, they slap at the ball. Eichhoff got hammered. No whistle. Now we get a timeout taken to try and save the possession. 4:57 to go in the ballgame, tied to 27 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds with state tournament basketball.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Cheering section still had anything to do with this. The Irish are winning, going away here. These kids are having a good time behind us. Yeah. All right. Sacred Heart will have the basketball with 4:57 to play in the ball game. The score tied to 27 apiece. John, at this point, every possession is so critical. Inbound the pass. Olivia Eichhoff with the basketball dribbles to the left side of the lane. Picks up the dribble, goes to Delaney Witt in the corner. Witt feeds inside to Lechtenberg. Ball is tipped away from Lechtenberg by Wetfield. Wetfield touches it last. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. Sacred Heart will inbound it underneath the basket on the baseline left side. Olivia Eichhoff to cross it in. Eichhoff to the top of the key. Gets it up to Witt. Witt with the basketball at the free throw circle. Top of the key, right elbow now. Reverses, comes back. Leaking in as Emma Baumgart. To the near side it comes. Eichhoff. Eichhoff looking for Lechtenberg. Now Wurtenberger with the basketball. Wurtenberger up top again. Macy Keller. Keller into the corner. Wurtenberger driving, laying up. No. Rebound tipped away. Goes out of bounds. And they're going to say touch last by the Irish.
Yeah, that's right. Jessica touched it last.
And the basketball goes back to the Flyers. 4:23 to go. You get the feeling this is going to come down to a final possession here, John. All tied at 27 apiece. St. Francis with the basketball. Hannah Baumgart gives up to Emma Baumgart. Guarded by Delaney Witt. Emma picks up her dribble, goes to Hannah, top of the key. Eichhoff is there with her defensively in the man-to-man. Hannah Baumgart thought about the three, didn't take it. Moves inside the paint, flips it to the left elbow. Wrong three, partially blocked. Rebound, Pfeiffer. Follow shot, rebound, Witt. Witt gets the ball out of there to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger in backcourt, double team, triple team. Behind the back dribble, Wurtenberger across the timeline. Quickenberg, two on one, fast break. Quickenberg, driving, layup, no whistle and a foul.
Foul before the shot.
shot, I'm sure. Foul came on McCoy before the shot as Lechtenberg made a move to the basket. Foul was going to be on Pricer.
Third.
All right, tied at 27 all. The clock down to 3:47 to play. Sacred Hearts basketball. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to live coverage of state tournament basketball on KTNC and Sunny 101.3.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Falls City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 3 minutes, 47 seconds to play in the basketball game. Class D2 semifinal state tournament action. The score all tied at 27 apiece. And, John, you just got to feel like it's going to come down to a last possession, don't you?
It may well, but the Irish are playing well here in the fourth quarter.
They were down by four after three quarters. We were tied at halftime. Sacred Heart trailed 27-23 after three. They battle back to a 27-all tie. Interesting, St. Francis has not scored in this period. And we have played 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Eichbach will inbound it. In the corner, into the baseline. Lechtenberg up top to Delaney Witt. Inside, Wurtenberger across to Olivia Eichbach. Eichhoff with the basketball. Olivia Eichhoff, the 5'8 senior, works one-on-one against Bombard. Emma Bombard comes out to Chaser. They switch at the top of the key. Now to Macy Keller with the pass. Keller goes to Wurtenberger on the right side. Wurtenberger calling for Witt to come over to take the pass here. Hands it off again to Witt. Delaney Witt on the right side. Delaney Witt reverses the dribble, comes with a left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Off to Macy Keller, top of the circle, around to Lechtenberg in the corner in front of the Sacred Heart bench. Lechtenberg dribbles up to the left wing, gives it up to Eichhoff. Eichhoff being pressured here defensively by Kessler. Eichhoff driving way in middle, rebound, ball stop, Lechtenberg, he fouled. Gentry Lechtenberg, the sophomore, will be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Emma Baumgart with the foul, her second team foul, number 7. Both teams have bonus the rest of the way.
Gentry Lechtenberg is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. She has 4 points in the ballgame. She has made her only 2 free throw attempts. This one is up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg on the season is a 54% free throw shooter. She has hit 3 in a row tonight. Okay. Lechtenberg. Ready for the second attempt. It's up. It is off. No good, but the ball kicked around. Wurtenberger comes down with a rebound. Wurtenberger with the basketball. Gives it up top. Now the Irish with a one-point lead. 2:51 to play in the ballgame. Eichhoff on the dribble. Tries to work across to the top of the key. Lots of contact with Emma Baumgart. Hands it off to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg to the near side. Gives it to Delaney Witt on the left elbow. Witt with the basketball. Top of the key. Chasing her is Hannah Baumgart. Witt works down to the far right elbow. Hand off over there goes to Eichhoff. Here comes Olivia Eichhoff to the left side of the lane. As to Lechtenberg, they're just running clock here now. A lot of time left, John. 2:25. There's a steal. With the steal is Emma Baumgart. Fast break. Macy Keller's there. Layup drop off. No good. Rebound. Sacred Heart. Out with pass to Wurtenberger.
Lechtenberg, the rebound.
Down court comes Wurtenberger with the basketball. Another steal. With the steal, Emma Baumgart. Driving layup. Baumgart up. Got it. Emma Baumgart, only her second basket. That puts St. Francis back up by 129-28 with under 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. A minute 54. Eichhoff hurrying down court. What do we got here? Timeout?
Timeout. All by the Irish. They trail 29-28. We're back in 30 seconds at the state tournament.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Center, a minute 53 to play in the ballgame. 29
28. St. Francis up by one, leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Boy, John, that was a huge turnover here just before the timeout.
It was back-to-back, and they got away with one without it. They just went in, the Irish turned the corner, and Bomber just came up and swiped it away without anybody having to start coming.
Well, turnovers have without a doubt been an issue for the Irish here tonight, but credit to St. Francis Flyers defense for some of that. There were a few unforced ones that we really hated to see back in that first half when they just threw the ball away, and those have been expensive. They've cost us.
Right now, I've got them for 14 turnovers to be in the ballgame. The two here in the fourth quarter have been huge.
All right, it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. They'll play it in on the side against pressure. And a turnover on the inbound pass. Driving lane and up off, no good. Getting the rebound, Wurtenberger. She's triple team. Gets it out to Eichhoff. Pressure being applied now. Back to Wurtenberger. She'll settle things down and dribble it across the timeline. Irish escaped a bullet there, John.
Yes, they did.
29-28. Sacred Heart down by one. A minute and a half to play in the ballgame. Wurtenberger on the right side of the lane. They slap away out there. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hannah Baumgart.
Whoever dribbled the ball, they're guarded by somebody. And one of the twins comes and attacks from the backside. That's how they're getting these breaks on the turnovers.
Oh, we're going to put her at the line. Is that one and one?
Bonus, yeah.
Okay, we're in the one and one. All right, Jessica Wurtenberger at the line shooting one and one. Free throw is up. It's good. Jessica Wurtenberger has tied the ball game at 29 apiece with 91 seconds left to go in regulation. Jessica Wurtenberger now to try and give the Irish the lead with her second free throw attempt. Losses the shot. It's up. It is short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to the Flyers. St. Francis with the basketball. A minute 27 to go. Will they play for one here, John?
Well, that's a long run to hold it.
Tied at 29-0 on the right side. Handling the ball is Hannah Baumgart. Delaney Witt comes out to Challenger to Emma Baumgart. Ball tipped away by Lechtenberg, knocked out of bounds off of Lechtenberg, and it'll belong to the Flyers. Clock down to a minute 14 to play here. Class D girls semifinals of the state tournament. Emma Baumgart gets the inbound pass, tied at 29-all. Baumgart, top of the key to Hannah Baumgart, looking inside, can't get it to Preisser. Now to the corner, left wing to Kessler. Right back it comes to Hannah Baumgart. Now Preisser has the ball. Into the corner, Emma Baumgart. Hannah Baumgart, top of the key.
They've got four timeouts. I bet they run it down and call time.
52 seconds to go here. Hannah Baumgart, right elbow. They're apparently going to try and play for one. Preisser in the corner. Top of the key, Emma Baumgart. Delaney Witt out there in her face defensively.
Coach getting ready to call timeout when it gets where he wants it.
Again to Hannah Baumgart with the basketball. Hannah, right side, is up to Emma. The clock down to 32 seconds and timeout taken on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTMC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Nixon back with you here at the Devaney Center. 32.8 seconds to play in the basketball game. We're tied up at 29 each. St. Francis has possession of the basketball. Very likely their plan is to run the clock down and play for one. If you don't hit it, you go to overtime.
But you got to shoot it early enough to get an offensive rebound with pressure in there.
That's what they would have to be thinking. All right. Baumgart to inbound it. Guarded by Witt. Gets it into Emma Baumgart. Top of the key. Back to Hannah on the right wing. Hannah holds the ball overhead. The clock winds down. John, help me watch it. 25 seconds. Emma Baumgart back to Hannah. Right side. Hannah holds it. Witt comes out to the Challenger just a little bit. She backs the dribble out near the midcourt line. Witt comes out to get after another timeout with 14 seconds left to play. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be right back.
Glass It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Well, during the break, John and I are talking all kinds of strategy here. One of the things you might be tempted to do, John, is to foul this team.
Well, you could be. They're 4-for-5 at the line. Well, 4-for-7 at the line in the game. Not shooting great percentage. But even if they make them both, at least you get the ball back.
That's right. There's 14 seconds up there. If they do make them both and you foul immediately, you've got 10 seconds to come down and try and either win it with a three or tie it. Right now, it's kind of all the marbles are on their court here because they're going to play for a final shot. If they miss it, you go to overtime. So they really have nothing to lose because they still get another chance.
And a different situation last year for Auburn, but that's what keeps flashing in my mind. That's corner jumper at the buzzer for the win.
All right, let's see. That was Ashland Greenwood, as I remember.
Yes, it was.
All right, here we go. Inbounding the pass. The clock shows 14.1 seconds to go. Hannah Baumgart to inbound it.
Time
now we're going to have a timeout taking Sacred Heart. The Irish are going to take a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You got to be enjoying this one. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Lots of green people across from John and I here at the Bob Devaney Center. The Sacred Heart faithful have turned out en masse here tonight to support the Lady Irish, and they're being treated to quite a basketball game. John, this is kind of what I expected to see.
I was hoping for about a 20-point win for the Irish.
I was hoping for that, but this is, realistically, this is kind of what I expected.
Very typical.
They were tied at halftime at 17-all. The Irish were down by 4 after 3 quarters, 27-23. And now we're tied to 29 apiece with 14.1 seconds to go. St. Francis has the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. To inbound the pass is Baumgart. She gets it into Emma Baumgart. Gives back up to Hannah. Hannah Baumgart holds it on the right wing. Across court pass. Top of the key. Baumgart with the ball. Baseline left side. Driving. Shot is up. Off. No good. Chipped away. Goes out of bounds. The ball to Sacred Heart. Only 9 tenths of a second.
Just make sure you don't throw it to St. Francis.
Yeah.
Throw it to this end of the
yeah,
floor.
Throw it to this end. You don't want to give up a steal and a layup. Inbound the pass. Long shot. Three quarters court. Oh, I wasn't that far off, John.
You fucked up all we're going to.
We're
going
to go to overtime. Tied to 29 apiece. We're back in 1 minute. We'll take a 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your rain and hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Comes to microphones, John and I have alternating possession. It was your play-by-play of the first overtime. John Nixon, go for it, John.
Well, I've had overtime this year. It's always interesting. The Irish outscored the Flyers 6-2 in that fourth quarter. And we'll see what happens here. Lechtenberg will step in against Priester.
They held St.
St. Francis to just 2 points in that entire fourth quarter.
I played some pretty good defense. Did well, very good. It was 12-12 the whole second half. Here's the toss. Oh, Lechtenberg with the steal. She ran around Pfeiffer. That was heads up ball. I didn't think you could do that. Pfeiffer touched it two or three times.
We saw that last night, too.
I thought it was illegal. All right, with it, that's Lechtenberg, how quick she is. Delaney went out top as the Irish run the weave out top. It's a 4 minute overtime period to start. Now Eichhoff into the lane. She goes through traffic, left hand score. Lechtenberg rebound. Oh, and down. Lechtenberg with the bucket. I don't know how many points she's got now, Randy, but the Irish are up 31-29. Come the other way now. Hannah Baumgart with the basketball. Into the middle with it to Kylie Wessel. Back to Hannah. Hannah driving right on Witt. Cut off. Looks. Needs help. Gets the ball away to Emma. Lob it into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer double team. Back out. Faking the three and driving Wessel. Cut out. Stepped out of bounds. Stepped out of bounds. Turnover five. St. Francis.
Yeah, whatever you said. Yeah, Wurtenberger, the inbound for the Irish, gets it into Eichhoff.
Olivia coming up against a little pressure here by Emma Baumgart. Sagar up 31-29. Up the floor, give it off to Wurtenberger. Jessica takes it to the far side. The Irish trying to win back-to-back state titles here. They beat St. Francis in the championship a year ago.
Boy, it's hard to run clock against this defense.
Yes, it is. Wurtenberger coming in here left side.
Odds are against you.
Goes to the free throw line, keeps the dribble. They're not guarding her to get a 5 second call. She'll give it off now to Delaney Witt. Delaney moving left, guarded there by Hannah Baumgart. There they went for the steal. And it's Eichhoff in and fouled by Pfeiffer. That's going to be her fourth foul. Pfeiffer with her fourth foul of the ball game. And that's team foul number eight. Olivia Eichhoff with 10 points at the line, 0-for-1 in the ball game tonight. A 4-point lead here would be the biggest of the game for the Irish if she could knock them both down. The senior sets fired, and it won't go. It came off the rim, bounced out of there. She'll get one more.
It had three chances to go down. It wouldn't drop.
Back into the game is Leah Cush for St. Francis Flyers.
She's a 3-point shooter.
Ready, deep knee bend up, looks good, and it rattled out. Rebound, Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger brings it out of there. Another Jessica Wurtenberger rebound.
Huge rebound there for the Irish.
Off to Delaney Witt, headed to Wurtenberger out between the circle. She is guarded out there by Wessel. That's 4 fouls. Pfeiffer also with 4 Flyers. 2:05 to go. Delaney Witt to the right side. This is where they go for the steal on the handoff. Here they come. And now they get it away to Wurtenberger.
They know when the handoff is coming, and they're starting to play it.
And the Twins aren't big enough to take it away from Wurtenberger for the most part. But they will try for Delaney. Now here comes Eichhoff back in the minute 47 on the clock. Off to Jessica Wurtenberger. Backing out more court, mid-court. They're getting farther away from the hoop here. Singer has 2 timeouts left with the overtime, and they take one right here to save a possession. Austin, turnover. Timeout. Back in 30 seconds. The state tournament on this Friday night.
Since launching the new school savings program in late 2022, Frontier Bank in Falls City's had more than 100 students participate with nearly $5,000 in total deposits and almost $350 in first deposit matches by Frontier Bank. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch are designed for students in grades 3 through 5 to promote positive saving habits. Frontier Bank is proud to partner with local schools and be part of Falls City's community since 1880 with the tradition of personalized and local community banking. Online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the Bob Devaney Center. Let's set the stage for you. We were tied at the end of regulation 29-all. Sacred Heart is now up 31-29. The clock shows a minute 38 to play in the first overtime. When play is resumed, the Irish will have the basketball. The only point so far in the overtime, Gentry Lechtenberg on the putback. Got it down. And here we stand with a minute 38, 98 seconds to play in the overtime.
Well, Sagar Hart will have the basketball. They've got one timeout left. Flyers have 3 left. Well, they don't.
don't have the ball or a dead ball, they can't call one. Teams for the next game are here watching, going, get this over with. We want to play. Inbounding will be Lechtenberg. Bounce pass into Keller, down all by herself with Preister. Preister right on her, get it away to Wartenberger. And Loxana says, spread out, girl, spread out. Back in the midcourt circle, Wartenberger. Well, she can do it all. Handle it, shoot it, two, three, four, then a 5 second call. Turnover against Sacred Heart. Oh, man, what a huge call right there by the official, Wartenberger. On the dribble on this lead, that was huge.
Mid 25 left.
Man,
boy, two or three big turnovers by the Irish here late.
Up the floor to the Baumgart, over to Emma, to hand on the right side. Lichtenberg steals the cross-court pass, off the floor, driving in. Oh, and a double dribble cross. He made the basket, and the referee, Trey on the play, calls double dribble.
Dude, I'm looking right at it, right in front of my table.
Okay. How can the guy Trey on the play see that?
Oh, my.
Now the Irish up two. Minute 12 to go. And the Baumgart up the floor with the basketball.
And the basket went in.
At the other end now. Hands the ball out on the right side. The Flyers with it. Get the ball to Kush. Kush to the left side. Wing. Emma Baumgart to the top. It goes to Wessel. Wessel back on the right side. Baumgart with it. Driving into the paint. Throws it up left-handed. No. Keller the rebound for the Irish. Macy with her fifth rebound. And we've got a held ball. And that'll stay with the Flyers end of it.
Macy Keller came down with the basketball. Baumgart reached in, grabbed the basketball, and got the tie-up. Down to 43.6 seconds to go.
And we talked about it. You're a big girl, you keep the ball up. Bring it into the corner, back out of the top to Wessel. A three-pointer for the Flyers for the lead. They need a two to tie it. 35 seconds to go. Out top. It's going to be Baumgart with it. Hannah handles it, guarded by Witt. Off to Kenna. Timeout coming up shortly.
25 seconds.
Give the ball again to Hannah Baumgart, moving right. Nobody in the lane. Throws it up on the glass short. Keller had the rebound, knocked loose. It went down and threw it. Baumgart throws it off of Deese, off of Witt, and it goes out of bounds. Timeout Flyer. 16 seconds to go. The Irish up by two. Flyer timeout. Back in 30 seconds at the state tournament.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
John Nixon back with you. John, the big difference here versus the end of regulation. At the end of regulation, we were tied. St. Francis had a chance to try and win it with a last-second shot, and if they didn't get it, they get to go to overtime. This time, the Irish have the two-point advantage. St. Francis has to either go for two to get the tie and try and force another overtime, or try to win it with the three. They've got 16 seconds to decide what they want to do here.
We've only seen 2 3-pointers made tonight, both up by the Flyers, but it's not been a big part of this game.
The Flyers have not scored in the overtime period. We were tied at 29-all.
They only scored two in the fourth quarter. Here we go. Inbounding from the baseline, Hannah Baumgart. Everybody in a corner of the way. They start to move. They'll look to the middle. To Preister. Can't get it all. That's 5-0 timeout.
They had to use a timeout to avoid the 5-second call there, John. Let's keep it here live and talk about this and set the stage for folks.
Each team with one timeout left.
The clock shows 16.2 seconds to play. The score 31-29, Sacred Heart. Up by two. We were tied at 17 at halftime. Sacred Heart trailed by four after three quarters, 27-23. They held St. Francis to just 2 points in the entire fourth quarter and ended up tied at 29 each at the end of regulation. Thus far, in the first 3 minutes and, 44 seconds, St. Francis has yet to score in overtime. Sacred Heart has managed only 2 points of their own. Those were on a putback by the sophomore, Gentry Lechtenberg. We haven't seen a whole lot of offense for the last 10 minutes or so here.
No.
scorekeeper, Kenneth, is about to have kittens.
Oh, really?
He's a little nervous.
16.2 seconds to go. St. Francis basketball. They will trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket on the right side of the backboard. It'll be Anna Baumgart. Watch for a lob inside for Preissner to try and get a catch and shoot under there.
One team euphoria, one team desperate.
Here you go, John.
It's going to be Anna Baumgart bringing her twin sister. 13 on the clock, dribble on the right side, cross over right side, driving, shooting block, we're there, with the block, comes down with it, she'll be fouled by Emma Baumgart. I hope you can hear it, safe and hard, 4.6 seconds to go, at the free throw line, again, Jessica Wernberger, shooting two, it's double bonus time.
Jessica Wernberger just made the defensive play of the season there. She blocked the shot and then grabbed the loose basketball, held on, and waited for him to come and foul her.
Seeing her all-time lead, three-point shooter, and made the first one.
This one would win the ballgame.
All right, Keller goes out. In comes McKinley Shaw for the Irish.
Up by three, she hits this one. It's a two-possession game with 4.6 seconds. She can win the ball game with this free throw.
I was counting players at 5 and 5.
Okay.
All right, again, Jessica Wernberger. It's up. It's good. It's up by four. And the Flyers, the Irish, did something silly here. They'll shoot it. The on-midcourt now in a long three. It's up. No good. And the Irish win 33-29 in overtime. 33-29, the Irish win it in overtime. Hopefully Coach Lucinda will make his way here. They'll play for the state title tomorrow night at 8:15, we hope, at Pinnacle Bank Arena. What a terrific ball game these two teams put on. Upper St. Francis and Fall City Big Heart, Randy.
Great ball game, John. This is what I expected we'd see here, and took overtime to get the job done. We're going to try and get Coach Luke Sando to come by and visit with us.
We'll take a one-minute timeout in case the coach gets over here quick, and we'll be back at the Demanding Center on Sunny 101.3 at KTSC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Coach Luke Sando is making his way towards us here, and the Irish pick up a terrific win. Coach Sando told us before the game, he said this was going to be tough, and they win it 33-29 is the final score.
John, he's trying to swim his way this way, but he's being confronted by a lot of fans that want to give him a hug. We're getting him to come over here. Luke Sando making his way to our broadcast booth. Coach, here you go.
I'm still adding up points. They're not all adding up for me, but that's okay. I'm sure I probably forgot some as we went through this mess here today. Coach Luke Sando said before the basketball game, he said, this one's going to be tough. It was.
Yeah, I got to compose myself. I lost my voice. You can't hear me. We were lucky to get it to overtime and then just come and hold on there at the end. But just make sure you play down the stretch, I guess.
Yeah, the press didn't bother you as much as the turnovers on the offensive end tonight.
Yeah. There was just some time. There was hardly anything. I was just a fist fight out there trying to run offense. They do a good job of helping and clogging stuff up. We shook the limit for a couple of times there, but I don't know. Just made a couple plays there in overtime again.
Jessica Wartburger set all the free throw records for season, for career attempts and makes this year. And she made a bunch tonight, 14 points. Those last two had to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, those were huge. Olivia missed a couple there early. Could have stretched it. In overtime, could have stretched it to four. Just had a whole run down there. Guarding those underneath out of bounds plays. That's so tough, but she made a play down there and got the stop and strip, and those free throws were huge.
And the crowd here tonight, I mean, I didn't see what's behind us, but I saw the Irishman. Like, man, was it loud over there as it was here?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. You can't communicate out there. You're trying to get girls in from that, but they can't hear, and that's why I lost my voice. But I think, you know, our defense was so good. Just bottling them up, you know, taking 50 away. I mean, I don't know what it ended up. 33-29. We took her away and not let them score 30 points. It's pretty remarkable. I mean, we played so hard.
Yeah, and everybody said they play defense, you play defense.
Right.
And it's just, we kept saying it's probably going to come down to a last possession. That's kind of the way
it really did. I think at one point we were down four in the fourth quarter. It was 27-23. Yeah, and we went on a little run there. But, you know, that was when you're down four in overtime.
Yeah, you ended up, Luke, I don't know if you even realized that fourth quarter you allowed him 2 points. The overtime you allowed him 2 points.
Yeah.
That's the impressive defense.
It was. And, you know, I just kind of reminded him, you know, a couple of weeks ago we lost to Lords, you know, not finishing the fourth quarter. And then we got down in overtime. So that Lords game was good for us. You know, we just kind of luckily stole that tip. And we got a two. And when you get up two right away in overtime, I mean, that was huge, and just got enough stops there.
Well, listen, you save your voice because you have to coach another game tomorrow night.
That could be the late game, I guess.
Yeah, well, if that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day, but just really proud of the girls.
It is, but hey, as long as you get there, you really don't care what time it is. That's fine.
No, yeah, just whatever. We're just thankful to be there.
Coach, it's great. Congratulations. I'm sure a lot of excitement. You got to go. Try to talk to it. Your voice.
All right, thanks.
Great game. Congratulate the girls' family.
I will. That was hard. But it was fun.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
That's State Hard Coach Luke Santo. And we'll take another 1 minute timeout and be back here and wrap it up on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, where the Sacred Heart Irish have just picked up an exciting overtime win over the St. Francis Flyers, 33-29, your final score. And just to clarify, there's nothing wrong with our microphone. Poor Luke Santo has no voice left whatsoever. He's lost his voice out there coaching his girls. It's time now for the Highland Community College postgame scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from dead. You can learn more at HighlandCC.edu. Well, let's look at the numbers here. First of all, for the St. Francis Flyers, nobody made it into double figures. Kylie Wessel led the way. She finished with 9 points. Isabel Preister had 6 in the ballgame. Adding 5 was Leah Cush. 4 for Emma Baumgart. Adding 2 points was McKenna Wetfeld. And 2 points for Hannah Baumgart. And a single point for Carly Hitzler for their total of 29. From the free throw line, the Flyers made 5 out of 7 free throw attempts. Now, the individual numbers for your Sacred Heart Irish. Only 4 girls in the scorebook tonight, 2 of them in double figures, led by Jessica Wartburger. Jessica finished with 14 points in the ballgame, 8 of those coming from the free throw line. She hit 80% from the line tonight, made 8 out of 10 at the charity stripe, none more crucial than those at the end of the overtime. Also in double figures was Olivia Eichhoff. She finished with 10 points in the ballgame. Gentry Lechtenberg added 7, and Macy Keller chipped in 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 33. The Irish made 11 out of 17 from the free throw line. The score by quarters, the Irish trailed by 1, 9-8 after one period. We were tied at halftime at 17 all. Sacred Heart had fallen behind by 4 at the end of three periods, 27-23. And then the Irish defense went to work, and they held the St. Francis Flyers to just 2 points all through the fourth quarter and the 4 minutes of overtime. And, John, that's 12 minutes a pretty darn good defense when you can hold a team to just 2 points.
No, it certainly is, Randy. Here's a couple of the Irish in the fourth quarter in overtime at the free throw line, 8 of 12. That basically won the ball game for him. And in the final 9 minutes and 45 seconds, or no, more, yeah, 9:45 from 5:45 in the fourth quarter when it tied at 27 all, the score was 6-2 in favor of Sacred Heart the rest of the way and the overtime. And what a thrilling win for the Irish team and their fans tonight.
Yeah, it sure was. With the win, the Irish now will advance to the championship game. It's played, that's going to be at Pinnacle Bank Arena, 8:15 tomorrow night. They will play the winner this upcoming game here between Wynot and Shelton. Wynot and Shelton playing the next one here tonight. They will be the opponent for the Irish in the championship. Again, that's tomorrow night at 8:15 tip-off. We hope 8:15. Usually we're running a little bit behind by that time of the night. We'll have a pregame show 20 minutes prior to tip-off, so you might want to check in with us a little bit before 8 o'clock, as we should be ready to go with our pregame show. That is, if Luke can talk, John.
Yeah, that's true. Shelton's ranked number 2. They are 23-1, while Wynot comes in ranked number 4. But despite a 17-9, their record's not the best, but they're ranked 4th. They were seeded 6th. Shell came in ranked 2nd and seeded 2nd, and they won yesterday by 30. Well, Wynot had a 9-point win over St. Mary's. So we'll see. I mean, Wynot's all here. I said, Luke yesterday, I said, well, it's not a state term without Sacred Heart, Humber St. Francis, and Wynot being here on the girls' side.
Kind of question, a question of those three and who they're going to invite to come to the tournament.
Yeah, it's really not a legitimate term without them.
Well, one rule that held true here, and that is whenever the Irish and the Flyers get together, we're in for a whale of a ball game, and that certainly rang true tonight here in this semifinal contest, with the Irish finally prevailing in the overtime period. John, we'll get together again tomorrow night, okay?
Yeah, let's do one more this week, and then we'll take about 3 days off.
All right. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of state tournament basketball. For Aaron Wisdom at KTNC and Logan Carpenter, our producer engineer at Sunny 101.3, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 33 and the St. Francis Flyers 29. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.